Hello, I am Bryson Itzko, and welcome to my podcast. For today's podcast, I decided to interview my dad. I wanted to learn more about his childhood and how harsh it was for him to be growing up. I have asked him several questions to find more information about how his life was. How was your childhood growing up?
My childhood growing up, basically I was one of six kids. I was the oldest, so I had a lot of responsibility on my plate as far as taking care of my siblings. Grew up in North Philadelphia, Huntington Park area, to be specific. It wasn't the greatest area to grow up in, a rough neighborhood, hard to make good friends. Yes, I was kind of a knucklehead. Sometimes I had to learn things the hard way to get the message through.
When did you realize that you had to take care of yourself, that your family wasn't going to take care of you?
I guess, like, when I hit my teens, when I was probably about 13, 14 years old, I realized that I was going to have to fend for myself for the most part. My mom did love me, but she wasn't the best parent. There wasn't a lot of structure at home. Basically, she let me come and go as I please. There wasn't a lot of enforcement as far as rules. It was hard. Now me being a parent, I see that you gotta have rules, you gotta set the playing field. If not, kids are gonna make the wrong choices without some kind of guidance.
Did your family have a lot of issues?
Yes, my mom and dad separated when I was very young. So it's like, I didn't have my dad at home for the most part, like a father figure to lead by example and teach me how to grow up to be a good man, good young man. My mom had to kind of take on the role of both parents. So, it was tough. Tough not having my mom and dad there. I did get to see my dad, but it wasn't that very often.
How was your education?
I went to Stetson for middle school. Also went to Edison for high school. The Edison itself, at the time, it was a fairly new school. New building, had a lot of, nice components, nice things going for it. But it was just a very rough crowd of kids. It was hard to focus and really go to school on a day-to-day and learn, because everybody had different priorities and it seemed like learning wasn't one of them.
Did your family put like an image of how life works in your head when you were little?
I guess from time to time my mom would give me a little advice, kind of give me the facts of life and the ABCs of life. But she had a lot that, she was still missing in life in general. So she wasn't like, the best person to be given advice. Yeah, most of what I learned about life in general came from just hanging out in the streets of Philadelphia. I kind of raised myself for the most part. And, I made a lot of bad choices. A lot of it, I was able to take a lot of negatives and turn them into positives later on down in my life. And it made me the person who I am today.
Were there any moments in your life where you did something that was really wrong?
Yes. Yes, there was. When I was younger, I was really into cars and stuff like that. I got a lot of tickets for drag racing. Sneak out, tell my mom I was going up to my room. Sneak out, climb out the back window, and hop in my car that she didn't even know I had. And I would go down Aramingo and race a Mustang. I'd race my car. And I wound up actually getting a lot of trouble. I got a lot of tickets. And eventually my mom found out. I had to sell my car. Had to pay. Had to get a job. Pay off a lot of tickets. So it was a pretty bad thing.
How did you see yourself in the future?
I guess I didn't think I was going to be where I'm at today. The future didn't look so promising for me at the time. Just being in the environment I was in, and I saw, I thought I was pretty much doomed. I didn't think there was much hope to salvage a normal life.
How different do you think your life would be if your parents have taken care of you properly?
I think it would have made growing up a lot easier. It would have opened a lot more doors a lot sooner in my life for opportunity. You know, I regret not going to college. I wish I would have went to college, and maybe that would have happened. I just think that, you know, I had to learn a lot of lessons the hard way. And you know, maybe if parenting structure at home was a lot better and parents got along and dad was around more, that maybe I wouldn't had to had gone through so many life lessons that weren't so great.
If you could change one thing in your childhood, what would it be?
If I could have changed one thing in my childhood, I probably would have wished that I would have paid a lot more attention to school, that I wasn't so caught up in trying to be part of the cool crowd and doing what everybody else was doing just to fit in. I wish I would have just been more into my school. And I know it sounds corny and everything now that I'm older and I'm out and I'm all done school, but now I look back, it's like, you know, you 12 years of your life, so you graduate high school, and then if you decide to go on to college, you know, first 12 years, it flies by. It ain't a lot. I mean, and then after that, you have your whole life ahead of you. So if you put forth the effort now, you know, in the beginning, while you're going to school, it's going to make the rest of your life so much more easier. So I wish I would have focused more on school, and I wouldn't have been such a hard-headed kid. I wish I would have taken some of the advice of my elders. So, you know, I could have avoided a lot of the things I had to go through.
How does your mother and father view you now?
My parents, I would say they're very proud of me. You know, they know I've accomplished a lot. I know I've accomplished a lot. I think they're very proud. You know, considering everything growing up, I'm a parent now. Look at my kids, and I'm doing a lot of things with my own children now that I wish were done with me. I think they're very proud of me, and I think we all know we're very blessed now, especially me myself.
I was amazed to learn how he had turned this terrible life during his childhood and made it into a more successful future. I find my dad to be a great role model and to turning your childhood around. As many people growing up had terrible childhoods. I feel that my dad is a perfect role model for people to look forward on and to improve in their future. That is all for today's podcast. Tune in next time for our next topic.